Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 296 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Awesome. Here's today's question from Mike.
Good morning, Pat. This is Mike Stevens again. And this morning, I have a question for you about private label rights, or PLR. A while back, you had done an episode with Nicole Dean where you had talked about private label rights and how she builds those and how she makes those and how she sells those. I was curious to see if you thought that private label rights articles or ebooks were still a good strategy or a good strategy for the internet, a good strategy for the for internet marketing, and see if there was other folks you would recommend as well as Nicole. And whether you've ever used them before. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mike, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. For those of you listening to this, PLR, or private label rights, articles or books, these are pieces of content that you can actually purchase and then use yourself. You have every right to use them the way that you want to use them, and you can just copy, paste them, and put them right into your blog and use them the way that they are. Or like Nicole Dean recommended in smartpassiveincome.com session number 9, you can find that at smartpassiveincome.com/session9, you'll see that she talks about using them to just start whatever it is that you're trying to create, to get ideas, to create almost a template for what it is that you then put your own voice into. And this was episode 9, so we're talking back in 2010 when that episode came out. So Mike, thank you for bringing this back up. I know a lot of people who still use PLR articles and ebooks and sell them to their audience in all different niches, and you'll see that on Nicole's site. She has a site where she sells PLR, or private label rights, content at EasyPLR. You can go to askpat.com/EasyPLR for that. People are still using them and doing really well, but you have to use them the right way, and you have to use them, like Nicole mentions, in a way that provides value to your audience. I mean, we all know that already, but the thing you have to be careful with PLR content is it's very tempting to just simply purchase those things and then just use them as is. And that's the worst thing you want to do, because a lot of people will do that, at which point you won't be the first one to do that, and then you will have just duplicate content, and it'll be content that other people perhaps have seen before. You want to use those to help you write the piece that you really want to write in your own voice. You can not only just change a few words here and there. I mean, I would do much more than that. I would read the article and be like, wow, that's a great idea. It's structured in a nice way. Okay, now I'm going to write this article in essentially the same format, but in my own voice, with my own stories, with my own case studies, with my own links and examples and things like that. Taking this sort of skeleton and really putting all the different pieces in there to make it something beautiful. And so I still believe PLR is something that is useful, although I have personally, Mike, never used it myself. Some people need that sort of starting point from somebody else in order to kind of provide that content. And you'll actually see that there's a lot of articles out there that are written by others that you could use. But again, you got to make sure that you use them in the right way, as inspiration, as a skeleton, a template for what it is that you are going to promote for your own audience. You owe them that to give them stuff in your own voice. And so you got to really, there's a fine line there, of course, with PLR stuff. But again, for those of you who don't quite understand how this works yet, I would highly recommend checking out episode 9 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, smartpassiveincome.com/session9, for more information on this, because it could be useful. Now, a lot of people use these articles in the past for things like article spinning and creating blogs that were simply there just to drive more links to your home blog or your money blog, as they might call it. And those tactics don't necessarily work. I mean, they don't work at all. I haven't really seen anybody talk about article spinning in quite a long time. And that was a strategy that I did use, not using PLR content, but taking my own content and spinning them, meaning you would put them into a program that would essentially rewrite it just using synonyms and things like that, which did work at the time. But then quickly thereafter, Google's been cracking down on that sort of thing. So you want to kind of avoid those types of things. And again, with PLR, it's very tempting to do such type of stuff. Again, just always making sure that you're there in your own voice with your content and providing value. No matter where you get that inspiration from, if it's from your own brain or maybe with the help of somebody else, just make sure you do that. And that's it. So, Mike, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. And for those of you listening out there, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. And if you get your question featured like Mike, you will get an Ask Pat t-shirt headed your way. So, Mike, you'll hear from my assistant in the next week or two who will get your contact information so we could send you that t-shirt. Thank you so much. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Thomas John Carlisle. And he says, "Show me the man you honor, and I will know what kind of man you are." This is similar to those questions you might hear in interviews with, who are your biggest inspirations, or who's really inspiring you today? Based on those people's, based on those answers, you can really get to know the kind of person somebody is. So it's a great question to ask for those of you who are into podcasting. You know, you might want to put that one in your repertoire every once in a while. And speaking of podcasting, I want to thank you all again for voting. I had mentioned yesterday, but if you go to podcastawards.com, you can vote for the Smart Passive Income podcast to win the to hopefully win the top business podcast this year. It's the third time we've been nominated. Never won yet, but maybe we could do it this year. Thank you for your help. Go to podcastawards.com and vote for the Smart Passive Income podcast in the business section. I love you guys. Thank you so much for the help. And I'll see you tomorrow in another episode of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.